Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. I'm your host, Young Slim.
And I'm Kim.
And we're doing another Game of Thrones, I won't call it reaction, but recap.
Recap yesterday's episode. I won't go over the details of yesterday's episode.
What happened yesterday on Game of Thrones?
Well, yesterday was kind of a slow episode, but, you know, I know you were like, oh, that was a wasted episode. They could have did so much more in that episode. But really, would you want them to do, jump right into the fighting?
I wouldn't say I wanted to jump right into the fighting, but it was kind of, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it, because I feel like they should have, it could have been a little bit faster. It was so slow.
It was.
What the hell was that?
I was trying to flip to this and see how it looked in it.
Oh.
It had the sound come in, but it's all good.
Shit. All right. Yeah, back to business. But
anyway.
I feel like it was slow. It was slow, but I feel like it was like a necessary slowness. A lot of these characters we've been part with for 8 seasons are about to kick the bucket.
So do you think after yesterday's episode, I think Brienne, Jaime,
focusing on, it felt like it feels like it's gonna be like a long kiss goodnight, you know.
Yeah.
I hope they don't kill Brienne, man. I hope
they
do.
Why?
They
made her a knight. I think her number is done. I think
she's gonna make her a knight just to kill her?
Yeah.
Like,
you
really?
Think they made her a knight just to keep her?
You're right. She's gone. Her and Podrick are done.
Arya.
Both of them.
Arya lost her virginity. I think Gendry's going too.
No, I don't think Gendry's going to die.
I know. Because she's like, he said something to her like, oh, you said I should always come to Winterfell. It's a shame it was under these circumstances or something like that. And then she was like, how many women have you slept with?
Yeah. That was
one, two.
It was definitely awkward. It was definitely awkward. But
then she's basically like, we're going to die, and I want to experience that before I die.
I get it. I understand. I mean, I wouldn't want to die like that. I mean, if I ain't never smashed nothing before, you know what I mean? I get that. But I do not think that they're going to kill. Arya's definitely not going to die. Nobody in their right mind believes Arya's going to die in this show.
I don't think so. I think Jaime. Where do you think Jaime's going to die when it comes to the Battle of Cersei?
I don't know. At this point, I really don't know. I don't know if Jaime's going to die.
What do you think's going to happen?
I don't know. I just think that on my hit list right now, of people that are going to die, it's definitely going to be first and foremost, Grey Worm is done. Grey Worm
and
is
the girl,
Garner.
What's her name?
Missandei?
Yeah, I think.
I don't think she's going to die.
You don't think so?
She's going to be in the crypt. Like, she ain't going to die. I don't know. You know what? I'm not going to see her.
I don't
like, people in the crypt ain't going to die.
They were sitting there like, where did, after this, you know, you don't want to stay here forever. So, where would you like to go?
Grey Worm and Missandei?
I think so. That's basically like their goodbye. Like, where you want to go
Missandei
after this?
I think it's Missandei
of
Nar.
Yeah. And they're like, he said, she said the beach. He said, okay, I'll take you to the beach when this is over.
Hey, so you think Grey Worm and his girlfriend are going to both die?
I don't think you realize how many people are going to die. In this.
I do realize how many people are going to die. I just don't believe they're going to do all that. Like, all that?
And the fact that they got
Ed dead. Go ahead.
All these people, they're having them hide for safety in the crypts. I think it's going to backfire, because I think, just like you predicted, I think the people in the crypts are going to come alive and are going to end up attacking the people that are in the crypts, hiding for cover.
Yeah, well, the necromancers. So I believe that. Yeah, I don't know if anybody heard me say this before, but I'm saying it now. I think the Night King is going to use his magical necromancing powers and raise the dead in the crypt, especially if there's like some kind of weird spell he can't get in there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I think he's going to raise the dead in the crypt. That's what I think he's going to do.
Yeah, and all those people are going to be in there
with
the kids, with, the women and children. And,
why would you be in a tomb, like, when a guy that can raise the dead? That makes no sense.
Where else are they going to put them, though?
True.
And you think Bran can see the future. He knows.
That's what I'm saying.
He knows what's going to happen.
If Bran can see the freaking future, why is he acting so dumb all of a sudden?
And why is he not giving them a better way to protect themselves?
He's acting like he don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Hey, does Dragonfire kill this thing? I don't know, man.
Yeah. Oh,
no
you
one's ever tried
your
before.
Own here.
If you're such a, if you're supposed to be the magical, all-knowing being and see the future, past, present, go check that shit out. I don't think anybody was hard enough on Bran. I would have been like, listen, Bran.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
You better. Tell
I don't
me
know.
Something.
It's not an answer.
You can see the future. You better tell me something.
You can see the future. Tell us how to kill this guy. I don't know.
He's basically coming after you.
We're protecting you, you little punk.
You let him, what do you do, bite him or touch him or
let
something?
Let him touch him.
Yeah. So you're bringing him into here to
you're bringing him
our world.
You're bringing him into our, yeah,
because,
you're bringing the nonsense.
Because you want to
wall because of
him.
You.
Yeah.
What do you mean you don't know? What do you mean you don't know, Bran?
He sat there looking at him like, oh, knowing he was going to touch him and just let him.
Yeah. And then tried to lie to the three-eyed raven after he did it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, did he touch you? What kind of sort of, I don't know.
Yeah.
Are you a little chump?
You know damn well he did.
I can't stand Bran. I can't stand Bran.
You think Bran's going to,
I don't care if Bran dies. Actually, yeah. I don't. I don't care if Bran dies. Give me Brienne of Tarth any day. I want Brienne of Tarth to survive. I want Tommen Giantsbane to survive. I want the Onion Knight. I want baby Mormont, Lyanna Mormont to survive over Brienne.
You know, it's funny. In yesterday's episode, I don't know who the little girl was, but she went up to Dave Austin and was like, I want to fight.
Oh, her accent was so cute.
I think
she
reminded him of Stannis' daughter. Just the way he was looking at her. He's looking at her like...
You know what? That's what... Because she had a scar on the side of her face.
Yep.
So that probably is exactly what that probably reminded Davos of.
Yeah, he looked at her in long...
That probably reminded her, Davos, of Stannis' daughter.
Yeah.
She's like, I want to fight.
Yeah, just that's how Stannis is. I don't want to hide in the tombs. I want to fight. And then they're like, you can protect everybody down in the crypts. And she's like, okay, I'll fight for the crypts.
Like, oh, that was so...
Okay.
That was too cute.
It's cold. Where do I go?
That was too cute.
Yeah.
That was definitely a cute moment.
That definitely was. But that was Stannis' daughter / that. Because he loves Stannis' daughter.
Stannis knew he loved his daughter. So that's why Stannis sent him away.
Yeah.
You know?
And that
saved Davos's life. If Stannis didn't send him away, he would end up dying on the field. You know? With Stannis. He sent him away to go tell Jon Snow to give him food and stuff.
And because he knew that once Davos knew what he was doing, that he would have tried to stop him.
He would have stopped him.
Yeah.
Just like he did it when he stopped him from killing Gendry.
He knew
Gendry.
It was wrong.
His name's Gendry. The Night's Watch.
For the night is dark and full of terror.
For the night is dark and full of terror.
Well,
daughter. But we're getting off topic a little.
No. She's definitely coming, but I don't want to.
You think so?
Yeah, she's definitely coming.
Yeah,
she's
I was wondering where
she definitely
was.
Has something to do with the ending of this show. So, not the ending, but I feel like she has something to do with this part of the show. Like, the Night King's coming, and that's what their whole religion's all about.
Yeah.
So,
I was wondering where the heck she was. Like,
what's her religion called?
Did she shrivel up in a...
What the hell is that religion called? Not the Night's Dark and Full of Terrors. It's,
No.
Oh, they believe in the Lord of Light.
Yeah.
The Lord of Light. So, the Lord of Light is basically the opposite of the White Walkers. So, one's a fire god and one's an ice god. So, we'll see. So, she's definitely going to show up. There's no doubt in my mind that Melisandre, the Red Woman, is definitely showing up. During this battle of Winterfell.
I was wondering where she was, like why she hasn't been in the season yet.
But I honestly don't know who's gonna die and who's gonna live. But
you think she's gonna show up like now in the Night's Watch? while they're fighting the...
Yes, I think she's going to show up during the fight.
Cersei.
I think she's going to show up during the fight. I think she shows up during the fight. That's how I see it. I think not just her, but I think her... Remember the other Red Priestess that was in... that was told Varys if he had no... Yo, Varys... Speaking of Varys, Varys really has nothing to do with the show anymore.
I know.
Like, but anyway.
He doesn't fight.
He doesn't talk. He doesn't have any speaking roles.
Yeah.
Like, why is Varys there?
He's
there, but he ain't speaking much.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
But anyway, she told Varys, like, if she's serving Daenerys, if he is a true servant of Daenerys, he has nothing to fear of her. So that Red Priestess, so I think the Red Priestess are going to have something to say about this in this fight against the Night King.
You might be right.
And, God, I don't, you know what? The way they were saying goodbye to everybody, I...
That's what I was saying. Like, that was basically, to me, it seemed like a goodbye scene.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely was. Yo, let's take a call. Let's take a call. Welcome to Barbershop Talk Radio. Hello? You there?
Hello?
Yo, what's up?
Hello?
Shante, is that you?
Hey, I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if you was taking my call or not. I wasn't.
Yeah, I'm taking your call.
I didn't hear it click in. I'm driving. Hey, what's going on?
Oh, so tell me what you're thinking. Who do you think's going to die? Like, now, this is definitely.
pretty much everyone's going to die.
Everyone.
Pretty much everyone. Now I don't have any faith that many people are gonna live. What's her name? Brienne Tarth got knighted. She's gonna die.
I think so. Yep.
Who?
She's gonna die. Yeah, Brienne's gonna die. Gendry's gonna die.
Yep, I agree.
Gendry. You think Gendry's gonna die?
Yep.
Yeah.
No. Not Gendry.
Jamie's gonna die. Daenerys is gonna die. Daenerys is gonna die now, I think, because Sansa's gonna live, and I don't think both of them are gonna live. Plus, I don't think her and Jon are gonna both live. So, yeah, she's gonna die, and she's irritating me. Recently, she's power hungry, and I don't like that.
I told you she was a bad.
She's not humble at all. Yes, I think she's gonna die. Because when her and John were talking, she was more concerned about him going for the throne than
anything else. All she was worried about was. You have a claim to the throne. Who cares? Who cares?
I don't think either one of them have a claim to the throne.
I mean, not really.
I don't think they do.
Cersei really has no claim to the throne. She just took it.
Right.
It's whoever just takes the
whoever
throne.
Takes it.
That's basically it. Really was basically just going to take the throne. He had no right to it. Robert Baratheon had no right to the throne.
Right.
You know, so why I don't understand why anybody tries to do a succession thing, but they have no right to the throne whatsoever.
That's how I don't like everybody's bowing down to her like she's...
Well, she has the biggest army, though. I get it.
That,
and two dragons. Well, she had three, but two. So I get it.
I get that.
I don't know.
Yeah, so... She's gonna die. That's everyone.
Yeah.
It was everyone was saying goodbye to each other. They were doing like their last final thing, and
what I said. Everybody was saying their goodbye before the battle happened. Yeah.
Gendry's gonna die. I don't think Gendry's gonna die.
You know, he tapped that. He took Arya's virginity, and he's goner. He's a goner.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Gendry.
I think Dayon's.
Oh yeah,
gone.
I think Dayon's definitely a goner.
Yeah, he's going in there to protect Bran just to die, just because he's gonna die. He needs to die anyway.
I would not be shocked if Bran died, honestly. I think I know. He sucks. Like, did you hear what I said earlier? He's talking about, they're like, hey, all-knowing, all-powerful three-eyed raven. Does Dragonfire work against the Night King? I don't know.
I don't
know. What the fuck is that? What do you mean you don't know? What do you mean you don't know? That's unacceptable, Bran. That's unacceptable. You cannot say, I don't know. I don't know should never come out your mouth when you can go and find out.
You can see the future.
You see the future,
past.
The past.
You brought him here.
Yeah.
And you don't have to kill
Bran him. Bran has
the
never
chasing you.
Yeah.
He's chasing you.
Yep.
And you go, somewhere, I don't know.
I don't know how to kill him.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, unacceptable, Bran. Unacceptable.
I think he knows.
Yeah,
I just think
I don't think I think he's gonna live. I don't think they're gonna. I don't think he's gonna die though. I think he's gonna live though. But he's just not contributing to anything.
Nothing.
Oh,
he's just sitting there pooping himself. What about Jamie Lannister? You think he dies?
Yes. I think
he's gonna
he
die.
Dies.
Yeah.
You think Jamie dies?
Yeah.
No.
If he don't die in this battle, he's gonna die in the next one.
All right. Let's
against
do this.
Cersei.
I'll name them, and you tell me if they die. Okay.
Yeah.
If you think they're going to die, okay? You there, Chapé?
Yep.
All right, let's start with Tyrion. You think Tyrion dies?
No. He lives.
Not
okay.
In this battle.
All right. How about Sansa? She die?
She lives. No, she lives.
All right. What about Arya?
She lives.
What about the Hound?
I think he's going to die.
No, he has to kill his brother. So I don't think he's gonna die. But all right,
I think he's gonna die. Yeah, he will kill his brother, but I still think he's gonna die.
Well, no, I'm talking about in this battle, just this battle, Shanta. Just this battle.
Oh,
I'm not talking.
Oh,
I'm talking
battle?
About Battle of Winterfell.
That's Jorah.
No, I think he's gonna live for the battle.
Yeah, I'm talking about for the food. I'm trying to see who you think is gonna survive this battle.
The battle.
Okay,
okay.
That's all. Yeah, the battle. All right, what about Sir Jorah? Jorah Mormont.
I couldn't hear you.
What about Jorah Mormont, the one Sam gave the sword to?
Oof. I think he might live for this. I don't know. He got this. I think he might die, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. That's a tough one.
I'll honor this sword for my father.
He's
something like that.
Sometimes.
I don't know.
At the end of the season,
yeah.
He's not gonna die, but he might die. I don't know.
I don't know. Okay. What about Grey Worm?
No, he's gonna die.
Yeah.
Anyone who's got some, or like, yeah, he's dead. Yeah.
He's already
he's
dead.
No longer a virgin. He's dead. Yeah. Yeah.
What about his girlfriend?
I think she's gonna live.
Yeah, I think she lives too.
Sam?
Yeah.
Is he fighting?
I don't know if Sam's fighting. He said he's gonna fight.
Yeah.
John told him not to fight, but
Sam's gonna live.
Yeah.
Sam's not gonna die.
Let's lump Sam together with his the trio. So Sam, Gilly, and baby Sam. Do they live or die?
I think
all
them
live.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Sam is like he's like really important. Sam's like a Tyrion almost, like he's gonna live kind of person.
Yo, I got this weird feeling. I think you're kind of right. I got this weird feeling that Sam's almost just as important as Bran.
As much as
Bran. Sam gets things done. Like he's like the knowledge seeker, and he's good.
He's the one that came up with the Dragonglass.
Yeah, he's the one with the Dragonglass. He's the one that figured out the Dragonglass.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the one that
figured out how to cure
the Walker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he figured out how to cure that weird disease.
Grayscale. Yep.
That rash.
Okay. How about John? Does Jon Snow die in this battle?
No, yeah. No, he lives. Jon is going to be... Yeah, he definitely... He's going to win. Live.
What about Tommen Giantsbane? Does he live in this battle? Through this battle?
I want him to so bad.
He's very strong from drinking giant milk.
He's drinking giant milk. he was showboating for his woman.
I love that part. That part was awesome. That shit had me dying.
Yeah.
I hope he doesn't either.
I hope
Brienne doesn't die either.
But he might die trying to save his woman now. So
oh, I got another one. Lyanna Mormont, the little girl with the ugly face.
Oh no, I think she's gonna live. I think she's gonna live.
I don't think so. I think she's gonna die.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think her cousin's gonna save her.
Jorah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I think
he's
gonna save her. Because he told her not to fight, and she's like,
he told her not to fight.
Yeah, but I think he's gonna end up giving his life to save her life.
Nah, I can't see Jorah dying, man. He's gotta be there when she takes the Iron Throne. He has to be there if she takes the Iron Throne. I think she has a better chance of dying before he does.
Yeah.
All right. Who else?
You think who? Daenerys or?
I think Daenerys has a better shot of dying than Jorah Mormont.
I don't know. I think maybe both of them. But I'm not.
He has a Valyrian steel sword. He can't die.
I don't know.
Okay. Ed, the guy from the Night's Watch, the Lord Commander of the Night's Watch now. Jon Snow's best friend. Is he dead?
Yeah. Dead.
I think so too. I think so too.
Yeah. He's not important enough to live.
I think we named everybody. Oh, wait. The guy with the flaming sword, Beric Dondarrion.
He's dead.
All right. Well, Shante, just stay on and listen. I'm not gonna mute you, but I'm gonna add another call. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
Welcome to Barbershop Talk Radio. What's up? That you there? Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can.
Hi,
yes, I
how
can.
Are you?
Hello, how are you doing? I am doing well. It's another Game of Thrones.
I'm great.
Down in the books. We got four more left. I'm doing good, but
yeah.
I'm kind of sad that it's almost over. But at the same time, I'm so excited that I can't stop thinking about it.
One of the shows you were listening to on YouTube the other day said that there's going to be another episode that comes on after the season finale.
I don't know.
It was something you were listening to on YouTube. So there's going to be one final episode after the season finale airs.
I think it's only five episodes. I mean, six episodes.
There is.
Let me
look it up.
Let's get into it. Now, how did you feel about this episode?
I love this episode. I feel as though it gave us everything that we needed. It was very heavy, very emotional, had a lot of humor in it. And I think we got a lot of information. I think we learned a lot, and some loose ends were tied up, and that's what I like.
It almost felt like a season finale for some of the characters, you know, like it was like saying goodbye, you know, but I don't know which one we got an idea of which one, you know.
I think that's why they played it like that.
So emotional. Yeah, I can hear you.
Do I sound weird?
No, you sound fine.
Okay, I feel like I have an echo. I feel as though it was done that way on purpose, so therefore we could be doing this. So we don't know who's going to die because every main character had airtime this time. They all had meaningful interactions. So, you know, if you say, okay, they focus on certain characters, yeah, they did, but I think everyone got a piece of the pie in this episode, except for the Dothraki and the Unsullied. No one cares about them. Except for Grey Worm. That's it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, no one cares about the Dothraki or the Unsullied. Where have they been? We don't know.
I know.
Yeah, they're out there, and they're cold. Like, I'm just thinking about the Dothraki. They are freaking freezing their asses off right now. That's ridiculous. They came from the desert, and like, do they have blankets for them? What are they doing out there? It's still snowing. This is huge. I wonder why the dragons are sick. I mean, they need to be concerned about the Dothraki. No medics, no doctors, they have no penicillin.
Any Unsullied. The Unsullied with their shirt sleeves.
Yeah, they're bare chest. Yeah. Everyone's going to be sick. I'm just nervous. Is everyone okay? Is anyone taking any vitamin C? Like, how are they going to get through this?
I don't see it sleeping well.
You know?
I don't see how this ends well for anybody. I just don't see it. Like, how can you possibly even win this war? This is a war, an unwinnable war, basically, unless you kill.
Do we have an estimate on how many people that we have on the ground now between Unsullied and Dothraki and all the armies? Is there like a roundabout?
If I'm not mistaken, I believe they said that she. Well, I think that the Night King, they estimated the Night King to have 100,000 men. 100,000 corpses and soldiers. And then I believe that she only had 10,000 Unsullied and 10,000 and then 10,000 Dothraki. So it's basically 20,000 versus 100,000.
Okay, 100,000.
Not to mention, and it's like a couple thousand wildlings and then whatever's left of the Vale. And then whatever's left of the, you know what? I'm going to say it's probably, if I was guessing.
Is the Vale here? The Vale is here, right?
Yeah, the Vale's still there. Yeah, after they killed Littlefinger, the Vale stayed.
Yeah, okay. Sansa kept them. That was his parting gift to Sansa.
Yeah, pretty much. So it's basically, I would say it's about half versus 100,000. Maybe 50,000 versus 100,000. But his 100,000 can easily turn into...
Yeah.
You know, half your army. So.
Yeah. You know what makes me nervous about a lot is because I remember how they ripped through the cave when Bran was there with the three-eyed raven. When they ripped through that cave like nobody's freaking business. So I can't imagine how they're going to run up on them Unsullied and Dothraki. They're going to take them out in about a minute.
Yeah.
It's
scary.
It's just crazy.
I don't see how they can stop them. I don't see how they can stop them. And then
the fire and the dragons. That's it. That's about it. And they literally have dragon glass everywhere. You see shards of it in the wood. It's in the brick. It's everywhere.
Yeah. But is that gonna be enough? Because he has a dragon as well. So.
Yeah.
I just don't see how they can stop him. I just don't. I don't think they can stop him.
I don't think so either. I mean, for the simple fact that they're running.
Go ahead. My bad. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I don't think they're going to stop them because they're in the crypts and they look scared in the crypts. If everything went well, there would be no scenes of them running crazy in the crypts. So they're not going to stop them.
If only, you know what? You know what I feel like this is, and you know I might be wrong, but I feel like their plan was so lazy and so average, and Bran was no help.
All he did was offer himself.
Yeah, just use me as bait, buddy. Like, okay, well, let's just give them to you then. Like, shit. If you don't want to help, like, you can see the future. Won't you go to the future and see how we stop him? Like, Bran offered nothing. Nothing.
After Bran hide our
most powerful weapons until he comes out and let's sneak up on him with two dragons. What? Not a good plan, Bran. Not a good plan. You know what? I almost want Bran to get killed. Yeah, I said it.
Why?
So what? I'm going to applaud myself. I want Bran dead. I want a Night King side.
Right now. Why is everyone upset with Bran?
Because he's so weak.
He has no legs, Lamar. I mean,
he doesn't have legs.
He's a cripple.
He got thrown out of the window when he was a child. He hasn't had an easy life. And he's literally had nightmares. He thought he was going crazy for years.
No, that was just him working in animals when he was sleeping.
That's weird. Okay, you can't expect him to be a normal person at all. You know, he's been doing weird shit for a long time, you know?
It's just so strange at this point. Like, I'm sick of Bran. Brandon Stock must go. I you know what? I'm on Night King's side right now. Applaud me. I am so fed up with Brandon Stark. You know what? He has to come up with something. If you can see the future, you have to give me something more than, I don't know. What do you mean? Does Dragonfire kill the Night King? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know?
Sam asked him, what does the Night King want? Bran said, you want
me
to erase this world.
Yeah.
And I'm his memory. He wants to erase this world, and I'm his memory. So he wants to kill everybody and just have dead people walking all over? That's what he wants?
Listen, I would...
All the living?
If I was Jon Snow, I would go make a truce with the Night King and hand over Bran and, like, take him and just leave us alone. Take Bran. We don't need him. Leave us alone.
But he said he's going after it. All the three-eyed ravens in the past. Night King has had something against all the three-eyed ravens in the past.
Because they are the living memories of the world of men, basically. That's how I saw it. How'd you guys interpret that?
I thought that was an interesting conversation. And I do feel as though Bran did give some insight, as much as he can. I mean, because right now we're not talking to Bran, we're actually talking to the three-eyed ravens. And when he asked him, what does he want, he said he wants an endless night, which, of course, is death. And then Sam Valtani comes in and he says, it's forgetting. So basically forgetting your experiences, forgetting who you were, and then you just become animals at his beck and call. So, and I guess him going after him is, like you said, I interpreted it the way you said it was, he basically wants to erase the existence and memory of man. And I think... the importance of Bran goes back to, you know, the original, not the original, but the last three-eyed raven. He was hiding from him all those years in that cave. So
he had a spell on him until Bran effed that up.
Yeah. Well, the children of the forest put a spell on him, so he couldn't get to him. But, you know, Bran messed that up. But I think he's probably the worst three-eyed raven that there'll ever be. At this point in time. He's not a good three-eyed raven. He should be fired.
He's the worst three-eyed raven ever. Like, he got Hodor friggin' killed. He got Hodor killed. He doesn't know how to kill the Night King. He got Jon Snow upset at his girl. His girl upset at him.
They melted the wall.
Yo, come on, man. You're right. Bran is the worst
three-eyed ever. He only had one job this whole entire series, and he's done nothing. He should be fired.
He stinks. He stinks. Get him out of here. Impeach him. Impeach Bran. Applaud me. I want Bran out of office. I want Bran out of tree.
That's the problem.
Out of tree. Bran stinks. He sucks. He's the worst three-eyed raven in the history of three-eyed ravens. I want Sam. You know what? I'm backing Samwell Tarly as the next three-eyed raven. Applaud me. Yes, sir. That's what we're doing. Yo, Sam seems to be way more knowledgeable than fucking Bran.
And he's getting it from books.
And he's getting out of books, not out of futuristic Professor X powers. You know?
And Bran wouldn't even break the news to his brother. He wouldn't even break the news to John.
He was scared he didn't do that. What a wuss.
He's not Bran anymore. He's the three-eyed raven. And I think the problem why he sucks at being the three-eyed raven right now is because he didn't finish. He didn't get to where he needed to be. Yeah, his transformation got interrupted. So I think that's why he
was
just sitting there like, listen, I guess I'm just going to sub. And I'm going to win.
That was his fault, too.
Yeah.
Uncle Benjamin's dead because of him.
Yeah.
Uncle Benjamin's dead because of poor Bran. Hodor is gone and had a sorry life because of him. Bran sucks.
But what? But Lamar, what if all of these people were actually put in place to be sacrifices for Bran? Like even Jojen, those were sacrifices for him to get where he needed to be to become the Three-Eyed Raven. So I don't think it's, first of all, it wasn't Bran. This was all work of the Three-Eyed Raven through Bran. And that's why he keeps telling everyone, I'm not him. So I think you guys should give Bran a rest. Right? Bran died in that cave. It's done deal.
Yeah, you might be right.
What if they were just sacrifices for him? And that's how you kind of look at it.
Well, Bran wasn't doing what he's supposed to do either because he wasn't following the directions. That's why he didn't get the download quick enough.
He's a curious teenager.
Yeah.
Mm.
He wasn't.
Really, you're right. Bran was not doing what he was supposed to do. It's why everything jumped off before he was even ready. So
before
he doesn't know how to
download the information.
Yeah, before he can even learn what he needed to do. And he just
It's like a kid still in the car. You didn't get permission to get these keys.
Yeah.
And then crazy.
It's like he just got his license and thought he can do 100 on the turnpike and got surprised when he hit a tree. Like, you know, that's exactly what happened. He wants to go off Worgen by himself and then la, 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 la.
All these people in this
and then he goes right to the Night King's camp like, he don't see me. And then he touches him like, oh, shit, he's sleeping. Yeah, he saw you. You dummy. I can't stand Bran. You know what? I can't stand Bran like I can't stand Tariq in Power. Yeah, that's how I feel. They both make me sick. All right. Now, let's get to.
So, online they're saying in order to kill the Night King's, there's too many of the Night King's army. So, just to take out the Night King and the rest of the army is going to die with him. You think that's true? You think if you kill the Night King,
he's going to
die?
It has to be.
Yeah.
It has to be. Mm-hmm. You know what? That's the thing that sucks is that that's the only plane they're banking on. Right. Like, yo, let's just kill the Night King and then everybody else will die. Like,
but if it doesn't happen that way?
If it don't happen that way, they're screwed. They're screwed. I think Winterfell is a wrap. I think this is the last we see of Winterfell. I think they destroy Winterfell.
But I don't
Winterfell.
Think that's a bad plan, though. I think that's the most effective plan possible, because while they're busy doing other stuff, the head for them to go after is the main Night King. It's him. So they're trying to save as many people by using Bran as bait, or the Three-Eyed Raven as bait, and going straight to the head. So therefore, they won't all kill everybody. And that's what Bran said. Bran said it. He said, draw them out so he don't destroy everybody. So that's the most comprehensive plan.
You're going to use your most powerful ally in this fight.
How's he powerful? You guys just said he wasn't powerful. You guys just said he wasn't powerful. You said he was trash.
He is trash, but he's the most powerful one out of everybody else.
But he offered to be used as bait.
What has he done? What has he done? See?
I mean, and then you're going to have Theon Greyjoy. You're going to use Theon Greyjoy as his protector? Oh,
yes.
No.
Theon is an expert archer, Lamar. He's an expert archer. Don't forget.
Yeah,
and he saved Bran before.
Well, he's a coward. He's a punk bitch.
Yeah, he is a coward.
No, that was Ben. That was Reek. He's not Reek anymore, guys. He's Theon.
No,
Brooke's
off
okay.
the edge.
He just abandoned his sister.
Theon the ballist.
Theon the ballist.
Theon the ballist. He's and here's the thing. Theon the ballist. I think he's making another sacrifice to protect the Three-Eyed Raven. I'm telling you, I think it's going to work. I don't think they're going to get him, but I think honestly that's the best plan that they have to him. So you got to go for it.
I'm already reading Theon's obituary right now.
He knows it.
Theon is dead.
That's why he came back. He knows it. He knows he has to make the sacrifice, because honestly, a lot of this shit wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for Theon.
Exactly.
He was fired.
So he's
doing the right thing, and he will die doing the right thing, as he should.
What Theon did to Robb Stark and the Starks as a whole was a direct result of Robb Stark being murdered. It was that was the first ball in three. It was three strikes. That was the first strike that got Theon Robb Stark killed. The first strike was Theon taking his castle. Second strike was Robb Stark trusting marrying that girl, and then he trusted Walder Frey to forgive everything, and it's a wrap. After his mom told him not to do all that shit, and he did it anyway, and it cost them both their lives. So, Robb Stark sucks. He's almost worse than Bran. Listen, how did you guys feel about Arya knocking boots?
I thought that was great. Good for her.
You liked it?
She was like, I'm not going to die.
It felt weird at first.
What'd you say, Chape?
It felt a little weird at first, like watching that kind of crazy. Because she looks like a little kid. She looks like a little girl.
Yeah,
so
you still see her as a little girl.
Yeah, I was like, this is not right. But
Arya!
They did the scene tastefully. So that was, at least they did the scene tastefully. But,
yeah. I, you know what? I cringed a little bit more. I cringed more when Ramsay raped Sansa.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I was like, oh, shit. Oh, God, I can't even watch
that
it.
Insane.
That made me
sick.
Yeah,
that was horrible.
That made me sick. Horrible. But.
This wasn't rape. That's
No. I was just shocked. Like, I couldn't believe it. That was.
I didn't see that coming. Yeah.
I didn't see that coming. I'm like, no.
Oh, I knew
way.
That was going to happen. I knew that was going to happen. Yes.
You know what happened?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. The minute she saw Gendry, you knew she was gonna get some. From the minute she told him what to do to make her weapon, that was her cue. And she bossy with it too. So, you know, when she was like, "Where's my shit?" And he like, "Oh, I got other things to do." And she was like, "Let me tell you something, motherfucker. I ain't come to play. I come to kill." So she came in and was like, "Listen, I'm not playing. I need my shit. Get it together, and then I'm gonna break you off something, okay?"
The whole entire time.
I'm gonna pay you in cheeks.
Yeah.
Booty me. It caught me off guard. It just caught me off guard. I wasn't ready for that. I didn't see it coming.
As a kid, like she's the little Arya from the first season.
Yeah, but it's kind of crazy that you never see someone from doing a show where they were
grow up
in the shit.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
I didn't see it coming. But yo, good for Arya. Let's applaud Arya getting knocked down.
Getting the big.
Yeah,
he had a winter special, baby.
Yeah, but Chantay thinks that was a sign of Gendry getting killed.
Yeah, she had to get him
before die.
You think Gendry dies?
I don't think he dies now. I don't think he dies now.
I don't think so either.
I mean, if that's the case, basically all he was good for was dick and dragon glass. That's it. Like, that's it. And that sucks.
That's all
you begin with,
I think
we're going to make our weapons, and then Arya's going to rape you, basically, because she did. When she started taking her gloves off, I was like, oh, shit, she is not playing.
She's like, I'm not the red woman. You take your own pants off.
Mm-hmm. And she wanted to know his body count before. She was like, been with.
Uh-huh.
Like, she was not playing. I love it. She did her thing.
Wow. I was shocked.
And I bet you she didn't have to pay for that weapon either. She made it.
Oh,
right.
For it with cheese.
Gave him some.
You said she paid for it with cheese.
All right. So how did you guys feel? Now, this is, I don't know if you guys saw what I saw in the beginning. When Daenerys tried to put Jaime Lannister was on basically trial, and Brienne came to his rescue. But did you basically notice how when Sansa said Brienne said to Sansa, "I trust him, he's good," And then Sansa basically got up and popped the mic and walked away. And Daenerys is like, well, how do you feel, John? And he's just like, I don't know. How'd you guys feel about
Elijah,
how'd
you
guys
you want to fight?
I think it's a sign, another sign, that Daenerys is losing power right before your very eyes. Like that was and it was very apparent. I think everybody read it because it was put on display for everybody to see. This was not a meeting put in private. So I think everyone saw it. Everyone saw how Sansa literally overrode her based off of the word of Brienne. And the thing is, that's the type of checks and balances that Daenerys needs, because she's an outsider. She just got up this way. She don't know nobody's background. She don't know the history. She don't know what they've been through. She's been in Essos just gathering up a whole bunch of brown people, getting an army together. So these little things, if she was a smart ruler or leader, she would actually be consulting with others as opposed to using her emotions, because that's what she was doing. In handling the situation. And I love how the contrast between Sansa, you know, Brienne stood for Jamie. And that's a whole nother topic
that
really needs to
talk
about. And you know, Jon Snow, he's just all about the logistics. Like, oh, he got one hand, we fighting. Like, we just need men. So I think the power dynamic that was on display. And the problem with Daenerys was hers was all emotion and revenge. She's a very vengeful, very, very vengeful leader.
A bad leader, like I told you from the beginning. I told you.
I know.
I told you.
I can't say bad.
Yeah, you're right. She's power hungry. It took a lot for me because I used to hate Sansa for a very long time, but like, Sansa is like, I have so much respect for her now, and I'm like
grown.
How that whole situation. She didn't
her
care.
Character has grown so much.
Yeah,
she has grown so much. Like,
yeah,
you know,
I like how
she sees
so in there. It's like I don't. Like, her
that's a boss, Sansa.
It's called Sansa. Yes,
she has come a long way. She has come a long way, and Daenerys has fallen. And she's just basically falling off the sky right now. Like, she does not know how to rule people.
She's going to turn into, who was it, her dad, her brother?
She's basically turning into her dad.
The crazy king?
Mad king.
The mad king.
Well,
yeah.
She basically, Jorah had to take her to the side. Like, listen, you need to ease up on my man Tyrion. He's trying his best. He's human.
Yeah.
Leave him alone. Yeah. He's trying. He's not snaking you. He's just human. Yeah. He's making mistakes. He's owning his mistakes. So stop treating him like shit.
Yeah.
She had to hear that from Jorah Mormont.
She's a bad boss. She's a bad boss.
Yeah, she is. She sucks. And I've been told you guys that.
I don't think so, though. Can I just give you my...
I told you guys about her. Go ahead, man.
No, but here's my point on Daenerys. You can't hate on her, because she is accomplished. And not only that, I think she leads with her heart. And I think she always led with her heart. She never really led with her head. And I think that's a Targaryen thing anyway. They're all very emotional and passionate and ridiculous leaders. So that doesn't make her a bad leader, because she was good at her main purpose. And I believe Daenerys had one sole purpose, and that was literally to gather up people and bring their ass to Westeros to fight the Night King, because the timing is perfect. I think
Not the Night King. Now, her main objective was to get the Iron Throne.
I know. But what I'm saying is, I'm talking about, that was her objective, her plan. I'm talking about her overall purpose. I think her overall purpose was to gather those people, get them here, and to fight the Night King, because that's where she is right now, and the dragons. I think her main purpose right now is to defeat the White Walkers. That's it. And if she wasn't the way she was, by literally going through Essos Marine and burning everything down to hell, you know, freeing all these slaves, creating, I think that was her main purpose. That is her call. And had it not been for her being the way she is with the passion and the dedication and the tenacity to do what she wanted to do, the Winterfell would be fucked right now. Like, this
True.
Would be... So, right, so I think her purpose is exactly that. Is she made to rule? I don't think so. I think she's made to conquer, because she does that very well. And that's
yeah.
what her purpose is in this whole story, I think.
But she cannot conquer the North. She
and
cannot conquer the North.
She doesn't even want
to
be there.
She's not
she's
going
like,
to.
This isn't my fight.
Yeah, it is her fight. It's everyone's fight. Yeah, but she was basically saying that. The only reason I'm here is because of Jon Snow.
Yeah.
No, you're here because if you don't, die.
Yeah.
Just like everybody else.
After the Night King takes out Winterfell, he's going to come for
the rest of the Seven Kingdoms.
Yes.
So, well, I don't, listen.
Her main
you know,
purpose was to be in the
I think you're absolutely,
fight.
You know what, I'm going to applaud you. You. I think you're absolutely
Thank
right.
You.
I think her whole part in this story is to
That's
defeat
it.
The Night King, and then after
That's
that,
it.
She's not meant to rule. I'm going to applaud you.
That's it.
But
That's
I told
it.
You
Thank
that from the beginning. I told you that. She's never
no,
going to make it.
You didn't like the balls that she had. I think that was it. But
her
ability to rule.
Cruel and unusual punishment.
Flawed.
Dragon fire by death. There's no reason for her to be doing the things that she was doing. She's so heartless. The way she shit on poor Samwell Tarly. Oh, poor Sam. Sam didn't deserve that shit. He said your best. It's her best mate, her best friend.
She let her husband do the
He didn't even like him either. His family didn't like him, so.
I mean, come on. So what? That means just because they don't like you, that means you're out to die? Bend the knee or die? Like, come on. Where's Alton Sea? Where's the Night's Watch? Where's Banishment? Where's Go to Braavos? Where's Leave the Seven Kingdoms? Why does it got to be one or two? Leave the Seven Kingdoms or die. Why? Why? She's ruthless. And Tyrion told her. And you know what? I can't stand her anymore. She makes me sicker and sicker every time I see her.
You hated her from the beginning, even before she got the dragon.
I hate her.
I hate her. Always hated her.
She makes me sick.
You hated her when she was still enslaved by her brother. You still hated her.
Oh, God. Not necessary.
So
now I
can,
hate her.
Can I talk about one thing? I think it's really... I think this was about Jamie and when he was on trial, which was total bullshit, because the one thing they need to keep going back to is Bran saying, we don't have time for that. Like, why did he say that again? Because he was like, we don't have time for a trial. But
yeah.
I think the whole Jamie trial part and Brienne standing for him was paramount. You know, Jamie,
yeah.
when he was last time in Winterfell, very different man. Like, you know, when they first got there, he had embraced his infamy. Like, he embraced it as far as being the Kingslayer and, you know, and he literally had to stand in front of the Kingslayer's last child. Just imagine that moment of, you know, he has all these years because he's been known as just the Kingslayer, and people have talked about it behind his back. You know, they've shamed him for it. And in that moment, there that one day that he probably never thought would ever happen was that I got to stand before that man's daughter. And the thing was, he was almost unapologetic, which he was doing his duty for the people in that moment. But one thing
I
loved again, and when he said, what do you want me to say, sorry? Yeah. And that's a true G. But at the same time, you see all that meltdown when Brienne stood up from him. When Brienne stood up for him, and did you see the emotion in his face? You know why? Because no one has ever stood up for Jaime Lannister. No one. One, they hate him because he's a Lannister. Two, they hate him because, you know, he's fucking his sister, which, as you know, rightly so. And then they hated him because he was rich. Like, just his name carried so much negativity. And no one ever spoke anything good about him. Ever. Ever. Ned Stark never had anything. No one had anything to say good about him, except for, I think, when he was in one battle and they were talking about he was young and he came in and he killed, you know. But that emotion that he showed when Brienne spoke for him, that was something huge. No one has ever spoken for him. And I think in that moment, his whole character just did like a whole 360.
No, but I think he was already doing that whole 360. You're right. You're absolutely right. But I feel like he was already doing that transition to the man that he is today. He's completely different from the last time he was in Winterfell. And you know what? Let's applaud Jaime Lannister and no. Brienne of Tarth and the Kingslayer.
Yeah.
I love Jaime Lannister. I'm not afraid to say it. I love Jaime. I love him. Yo. I think Brienne's in love with him.
They both are.
I think he's in love with her, but he's just afraid to say it. He honored her by knighting her. Like, it was that was an awesome, awesome scene. That was my favorite.
Yeah.
That was my favorite scene in the whole show.
I started liking Jaime more when he saved her from the bear. That was just like, because he didn't even have to do that. Yeah. So that's what I was like. He's not a bad guy.
He's not a bad guy, but he just had a bad reputation because he used to do bad things, you know?
But then again, he did what he was told.
Well, he was fucking his sister.
Yeah, that besides that.
But he was in love with her.
Yeah.
So he's like, you don't choose who you love and all that other shit. So I can understand that.
The Targaryens kept it in the family, too. That's how they had the golden locks.
Yeah. Well, only thing Jaime did that was really bad in this whole show was push Bran out the window. But the reason he did it, I don't know why he did it. He got caught banging his sister.
And he didn't want nobody to find out.
He didn't want nobody to find out. He was trying to kill Bran, but he didn't kill him. He crippled him. So I get why he did it. But at the same time, after that, Jaime Lannister's been on an arc towards being this righteous man. Like, he's almost as righteous as Tyrion. Like, I mean,
I think you're taking it too far.
What?
Yeah.
Come on now. Come on. Seriously. Listen, Jaime Lannister.
He literally just stopped fucking his sister 2 weeks ago. So you're taking it. I think I enjoyed seeing this transformation because the only person that like personally witnessed it was Brienne. So she saw him go through, you know, the arrogance. She saw him go through him, you know, losing his hand. Like, she witnessed all of that. More than Cersei even saw it. You know what I mean? Because she never saw him outside of the kingdom, you know, doing good things or making these pivotal changes. And I think she was holding him back a lot.
Love
for her held him back from, you know, being the man that he could be. Just think about it.
Coming
up to Winterfell, he knew he had this. He knew he was going to run into Bran.
Uh-huh.
He knew he was going to run into Daenerys. Everybody knew he was going to run again into Brienne. Jaime did a lot of people dirty.
But he's standing
in front of everyone and going through that change, I thought that was
true.
They said whoever came and be pardoned.
Truce. So it's not like they put Daenerys on trial when she went to King's Landing. It wasn't a trial. It was supposed to be a truce. They were all going
to
fight together.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, he's on trial? Like, what the fuck? Get out of my face with that bullshit. Just like he said, like, listen, I would do it all over again. I was fighting for my family. You got a problem with that? So be it. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I love Jaime Lannister.
The beautiful part is now. Can you give Bran some credit for this? Bran covered it up because they didn't even discuss. All they talked about in the trial was what he did to her father. That's it. Bran covered up for him. So
he threw subliminal. He threw subliminal out there. The things we do for love. He threw subliminal out there like, yo, I know what you did to me, motherfucker.
Nobody knows that.
You know, and I know you know what you did. Yeah, he threw it out there.
That's right. What happened to Bran that many years ago? They about to all die by the dead. They ain't got time. They don't have time for this bullshit.
Exactly.
Well, that's why Bran didn't say anything, and that's what I'm saying. Y'all need to start giving Bran / the Three-Eyed Raven a little more credit. He's going to work out. He's going to be good.
Shut.
This is what Bran sounds
like.
Yeah, she
didn't say anything.
That's what Bran sounds like. Like yo, yo, how we killed the Three Eyed Raven. This is exactly what he said.
Sacrifice me.
Just sacrifice me as the bait. I'm the most powerful guy in the universe, but just use me as the bait. Like, shut up, Bran.
Bran's all talk at this point.
I'm sick and tired of Bran. I'm sick of Bran. I'm sick, yo.
It's the three-eyed raven. What's going to happen
with the whole Daenerys and Jon thing now? Yeah, Bran killed Hodor.
Hodor sacrificed himself.
Hodor's body. He sacrificed Hodor's body with him and his brain. That wasn't even Hodor's choice. That was Bran's choice.
Because
Hodor at the door. That bastard.
Bran had a whole beacon on him.
Bran had a in the door.
Bran had a whole beacon on him so the king could just find where he was. He let himself be touched.
Hold the door. Yo, that's bullshit. He was in Hodor's head. He was in Hodor's head running, carrying him, or pushing his sledge, and he fucking works into Hodor and tells him to hold the door and then bounces out of his head after Hodor's standing at the door.
His sacrifice was his name, Hold the Door, Hodor. It's all good.
And what about when Bran?
It's all going to work out.
How Bran sacrificed Jojen Reed, and shits on his sister, like, all right, see you, bitch. And she's like, what? My brother died for you. My brother died for you. Silas died for you. Hodor died for you. Summer died for you. And all you can say to me is, bye, bitch? Damn. Well, fuck you, Bran. That's how I felt, man. No. Not only that, the two farm boys died for him.
Yeah, they were burned
alive. The two farm boys died for him. How many people got to die for Bran? Now Theon's going to end up dying for Bran.
How did they die for him? Theon should die for Bran.
They thought that it was Bran, and they basically used their bodies to pretend that it was Bran. So
Bran was sitting in the crypt the whole damn time.
How did they die for him? He's dead. Then how did they die for this? Ramsay killed him. How they died for him? Because when they were in fucking need, they went running to that farm, and they followed him there. And then they hid and they lied and said that they weren't there, but they were there, and they ended up taking the two little boys instead of them. That's how. Fucking Bran.
Bran was in the wheelchair the whole time. There wasn't much he could do, you know what I mean? You gotta think big picture. You guys are putting a lot of energy on things that can't even be changed.
Been looking for me and I run to your house and they end up taking you and killing you because you won't tell me where I'm at. Yeah, come on. Bran's a fucking murderer. I'm sick of him.
Bran's a child.
Bran's a murderer.
You sound like you're telling on him. Bran's a murderer. He did it.
Bran's a murderer.
It's called Bran the Builder. Bran the Builder, Bran the Murderer.
Bran the Murderer. Three-eyed murderer. No, wait, come on, give me some other good points, spots in this show. I know Bran's not a murderer, I'm just playing.
How about the Daenerys and Jon Snow thing at the end?
Oh, yeah, how did you like her reaction? Were you feeling her reaction?
No, of course not.
Feeling her reaction?
He was all concerned about him going after her.
Said he was lying about it, and I didn't like that part of it.
She was saying he's lying.
Like, he's conspiracy.
Of course,
like
your brother and your best friend told you. This is not true.
They're
making it up because they want you to be the king, right? Huh? No, I just gave you my kingdom. I gave you my kingdom. What are you talking about? Sit that stupid shit down, bitch. That's what I would have said to her.
But did you see John Snow's face? What do you think John Snow was thinking in that time? Because he was looking crazy. Like, he was surprised. Like, is she serious right now?
Honestly, I think Jon Snow is starting not to like her anymore.
Yeah, because he's like, I know it's true.
I know it's true. Are you calling me a liar? Yeah. Like, you calling me a liar? Yeah. And you're talking about you hate my sister?
Yes.
And what else? Yeah. Like, really? Come on.
Well, John was putting distance between him and her throughout the whole show. This
well,
episode.
I feel like he felt he was being real distant.
Yeah. Ever since he found out he's Aegon, yeah.
Yeah, I think, and he can't really look her in the eye. And I think the moment when he did get an opportunity to tell her, I don't think he was expecting that response. But of course, John is very, very naive. He doesn't seem to know. So I mean, I don't know who's going to be on the throne, because I don't think Jon Snow has a very strategic political mind at all.
He has a good mind for warfare, and his men worship him.
But he's a good leader. Yeah.
He's a good leader.
He's a good leader.
But that's about it. He's not a good ruler, though. He doesn't want to rule.
But he's not a good ruler, and he's not good politically. You know, he can inspire a lot of people. He gets people to respect him. He's very respectable. But I think we have a problem either way.
Jon Snow is the hand of the king,
John or
and Sam is the hand of the king.
Yeah,
John,
I think that would be a great combo.
Yeah,
John and Sam.
Yeah.
John and Sam?
No, John and Sansa.
John and Sansa.
Hell no.
John and
I'm
Sansa.
Done with
John and Sansa would be good.
Hell no. No. Sansa.
Sansa is
bald.
She's like Lady Stark. She reminds me of Lady Stark now.
Now, hell no. She, don't you ever
say
that
really
again.
I really like Lady Stark.
She's a warrior. Lady Stark had a...
She's not a warrior, no. She's definitely not a warrior.
Lady Stark was a beast for her family. And
she's
I don't see that same spirit in Sansa. I don't. I see more of that in Arya.
She's going to be hiding in the crypts with the rest of them.
Yeah. Where the rest of them are frightened.
Arya will be out there fighting, but she'll be hiding.
No. I think Arya's going to be in the crypts. I don't think Arya's going to be fighting. Yeah, I don't think Arya's going to be fighting. I don't think so. You guys think Arya's going to be fighting?
Hell yeah. Arya in the bed somewhere, so we don't know where she's going to end up at.
She's in the bed.
You said Arya's in the bed.
Yeah, she's in the bed. She's
I don't know.
She's up on somewhere.
She snuck Gendry in her room.
Yeah, exactly. Arya's, she's chilling right now. She might miss this whole battle, you know?
She's sleeping from her long night.
No, she put his ass to sleep. She was sitting there with her eyes wide open, thinking like, damn, was this worth it?
Is this
all there is?
I just don't see how Arya can actually fight. Like, I don't think she can be out on the battlefield. She's a beast, don't get me wrong. But actually be out on the battlefield with, like, you know, you can't sacrifice. Arya can't. No.
True, because if you think about it, all her fights, she hasn't actually been in any battles.
No, that's a battle. A battle and a fight is one different.
She hasn't been in any battles like that before.
Right.
She hasn't been in a battle. Like,
so she might not be out there. She might be in a fight with Cersei, but she might not be in the Night King battle.
Yeah. So she can run up on motherfuckers and take them out. But as far as like 4, 5, 17 of them, that's a whole different story.
Absolutely. God, I can't wait. Who's not getting enough credit?
Arya.
Chante, come on, stop.
Oh, I love
reality.
I love Arya. But she can't be fighting out on the field. She's going
to
be protecting people in the
crypts. We don't want her to fight him. Since he always protected the kids in the crypts with Sam.
And that little girl.
Yeah.
I want to fight.
That little girl melted my heart. Oh, my God.
I'm talking to Davos.
The one getting the porridge or whatever, stew, whatever she was eating. That little girl reminded Davos of
Stannis'
daughter with the burn on her face.
Shireen.
That was awesome. That was an awesome moment. I appreciated that moment in the show. Like, that was, I was in a fight. Like, oh, that was so cute. But I think Lady Mormont's gonna get her ass killed. She wants to fight like a little girl too.
I think the timing's right for that. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm tired of her.
She gets killed and then
Jorah
Mormont is house back.
So what do you think about? about Baby Sam? Because, you know, Baby Sam was the last baby that was given, well, that was supposed to be given to the Ninth King. What do you think about that? Because I think, I wonder if that still may have some significance, because he's owed to him. He's owed to the Night King. And you know he has a thing with kids, too.
That's why you're not sure about that. That's a good point. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah, he might be after Sam's son. I mean,
You know, but his brain thinks it's all about him, but maybe what if it's not just about him? Maybe it's about the baby, too, because they owe him the baby.
Yeah,
pay me
true.
What you owe. Yeah.
Yeah, Craster made a deal with him. Like, yo.
So he might be going. He might be going for the crypt. Straight for the crypt.
Yeah, you might be right.
Because you think about it, Night King's been kind of after him ever since then.
Yeah, they have.
He turned it up after that happened when they messed up the connect.
Yeah, he did.
And they killed. When they killed, I guess I don't remember the guy's name out there. The wildling who was fucking all his daughters. Gilly's dad.
Craster.
Yeah, Craster. I wonder, you know, he kind of turned it up. He may be still kind of like, you guys messed up my supply.
Yep. Give me back the time. It's owed to me. Oh, my God. They're going to have to sacrifice the little baby.
And, you know, they do have a thing with kids. And he doesn't discriminate against children. Even from the very first episode with the little girl that was nailed to the tree.
Yeah.
So they have this thing about the little kids too, and even at I think it was called Harrenhal or Hard. It was the first battle that Jon Snow he went up against the Night King, one of the Night Kings.
Hard home.
Yeah.
Hard home.
That he did too. So it's also this weird, strange thing about them and the kids.
Yeah, it's some weird shit with that. And breaking their arms up and putting them all around in circles and shit. Like in the first episode.
That
little
girl. That was sick.
I don't know what that means. What do you think it means?
I have no idea. I would love to figure that out. I think that has
Me
to be
too.
Explained somehow, some way.
Yeah, that has to mean something, you know? It has to mean something.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's killing kids, like, he does it to kids. Like,
and
remember?
Yeah, he does it to kids.
Where it was, like, same thing. Like, there was a bunch of
other boys
in a row. Like, oh, man. The one, yo, hold up. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to just change the subject real quick. But it was brought to my attention today. It was something crazy. Like, now just bear with me because I don't know exactly because I don't have the post or anything, but it was like a bunch of different I guess coincidences or I wouldn't call it coincidences. It basically seems like all right, Ned Stark cut off that kid's head from the Night's Watch when he was the deserter. Remember that?
Yeah.
In the first episode,
And
he got his head cut off. Okay, and then it's like all these crazy shits. All right, Roose Bolton stabbed Robb Stark in the heart, and he got stabbed in the heart.
Oh,
hold up, it gets crazier. Walder Frey had Catelyn Stark's neck slit, and he got his neck slit.
Oh wow!
Hold on, it gets even better. Hold on. I'm just trying to remember off the top of my head.
This is good.
Hold up. Shit. It was a couple more. Damn, hold up. I can't remember, but it was something like this. Oh, that's what they were saying, you know, that Tyrion shot his father with a crossbow. So Bronn might actually kill Tyrion with the crossbow. Maybe.
I don't want to believe that.
I don't either, but it was so many. It was like 10 of them. I gave you a couple of them, but there were so many of them, and I'm like, wow, holy shit.
That's kind of crazy.
There was something else, too. It was a couple other ones, man. It was so many. It was like 10 of them. I'm like, oh, wow, I never even thought of that. Oh, Littlefinger Ned's throat. Littlefinger put the knife to Ned's throat and told you not. I told you not to trust me. And then him trusting somebody, he was trusting Sansa and ended up getting his throat slit.
Wow.
So it's foreshadowing of the character's
death. It's like basically when they do, if they do something dirty to somebody. Ramsay Bolton killed his stepmom and his little brother by dogs. He ended up dying by dogs.
Yes, got it. Okay.
So
yeah.
Like that. So that's why we're thinking like it's like, you know, maybe Tyrion might get killed by a crossbow. By, you know, same way he killed. That's what it was boiling up to.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then how's Jaime Lannister going to die? If that's the case.
Well, Jaime Lannister only really killed... No. Who did Jaime Lannister kill?
It's dead. I don't have his charger.
Maybe it's going to be like he gets stabbed in the back like he stabbed Mad King in the back.
Yo, could happen. I can see that.
Maybe that's what it'll be. Because, you know, that was a huge, huge part of his story.
That's perfect.
Huh?
That's perfect for Jaime Lannister.
Yeah.
I didn't even see that.
Yeah.
I didn't even
maybe,
think that.
Maybe that's because that's all everyone ever talked about with him. Him stabbing him in the back. So someone's going to stab him in the back.
Yeah. It could happen. I can see that happening. Jaime Lannister getting stabbed in the back.
What if the mountain burns? What if the hound burns the mountain like that? The mountain burned the hound.
I hope so, man. I love the hound. I love the hound.
Yeah.
Everything he says makes me laugh. I love the hound is one of my favorite characters, and he always wasn't, but he turned into one of my favorite characters, man. I love the hound.
Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah.
And that little weird relationship him and Arya have now. I like that, you know? She, like, hates him, but he kind of hates her, too, but he loves her at the same time, but she kind of loves him, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's like a little love-hate relationship they got. And I like it. I like it. I like it.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
But, you know, online, it like,
was great.
Arya, in the beginning of the trailers for it, that she's seen, hold on, was... That Arya is going to face the Night King.
Arya?
Yeah.
If
Hold
he comes down in the crypt, maybe.
No.
I've seen that too.
Trailer opens with Arya looking absolutely terrified, holding a dragonglass dagger and running from danger. That means she's definitely facing the Night King's army. But could it be the Night King himself?
Oh, man.
Hmm.
I don't... Dude. Did you see the preview where Jon Snow's like making a beeline towards somebody?
Yeah.
He's like running at somebody? So I don't know, man. I don't know what's going to happen.
And
I can't wait.
She does talk with some bravado about facing what sounds like the Night King. I know death. He's got many faces. I look forward to seeing this one.
We'll see.
So I think she's going to fight the Night King.
I hope not. She's no match for the Night King.
No.
Oh, gosh. This is
but
so bad. My nerves are so bad.
Something to do with killing him.
I think Jon Snow's going to have to kill him.
Yeah, but I think her weapon is going to be key to killing the Night King. The one Gendry just made her.
Maybe a White Walker, but not the Night King. I don't see it.
We'll see.
No. Nope. Hell no. Yo, I hope Gendry and Arya get married. Let's join our houses. Like Robert Baratheon always wanted. I hope so.
If she lives.
I think she got turned on when he said, I'm Robert Baratheon. I think she was like, what?
Oh no.
Yes. She was all for it. She got excited when she seen that.
Yo, let's not forget about the Red Woman. The Red Woman still has to show back up. She's still going to show back up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. I mean, I might be wrong, but I think she's still going to show back up.
She said it.
Yeah, only to fight the Night King, but it's not about...
Die.
Well, Jon Snow told her if she ever comes back to the North, he's going to kill her, so we'll see. We'll see.
Not if he's dead first, dummy.
Oh, I know. I know. I hope not. So what do you guys think is going to happen next week? So you think I think we lose a lot of characters next week. That's what I think. What do you guys think?
I agree. I think all Dothraki and the Sullys are going to die. I think that's going to – Jaime and Brienne sitting on the front lines, that don't look good for them. But I don't think Jaime's going to die because I think he has to stay around to kill Cersei. I don't think Brienne's dying. I think it's going to be Brienne that's going to die. If not, then he's going to have a whole horde of Dothraki to fight on his side when he raises them up and take them with him.
He's going to have a whole horde of people from the crypts.
Yo, that's what I keep thinking.
I think he's going to raise the crypts, man.
I think he's going to raise the crypts.
And that's where everybody's hiding. All the people, the women and children, they're hiding in the crypts. I think he's going to raise the crypts. Because they didn't burn his body.
Yeah.
They're bones, but they're still going to, they can still kill you,
yeah.
You know?
You bring back Ned Stark.
They got to sacrifice that baby. They got to sacrifice little Sam. Sam's baby.
Yeah, that could happen, man. Oh, God, I can't wait. I cannot wait. I wish this was like Netflix where you can just watch the whole thing. The anticipation for this is just killing me.
It's stressful.
So what podcast are you guys listening to or YouTube channels do you listen to gather your information?
Oh, you're always listening to all kinds of YouTube. All
right, I'll give you one and you give me one, okay?
The
I always listen
one.
To it. Must be awesome. I listen to Talking Thrones. I listen to Preston Jacob. You know that one?
Who's it again?
Jacob is funny as hell. Preston Jacobs. And then Red Team Review.
Oh.
All right. What about you? Who do you listen to?
I
listen to Talking Thrones.
Yeah, that's it. I like In Deep Geek.
In Deep Geek?
Yeah.
In Deep Geek.
He's on YouTube, and he gives very, very in-depth analysis.
I think he does.
Oh. Yeah. He has a British accent, talks very slow, but he gives a lot of great info.
No, you're not. You know what? Subscribe to him right now. I'm going to watch him. All right, cool. I'll check that out. Chate, do you watch anybody on YouTube?
I do the Talking Thrones. There's another one, but I can't remember who it is. But I don't like follow anyone in particular.
I love Talking Thrones. I love Talking Thrones. I love Talking Thrones. I'm gonna check that In Deep Geek. I'm going to definitely check. You guys should definitely check out Preston Jacobs, yo. Preston Jacobs. He is funny as hell. And Red Team Review. He is.
I've seen that one before, too.
Awesome.
I think you told me about that one.
Awesome. But one of my, like I said, Emergency Awesome is probably my favorite channel on YouTube, period, hands down. He does everything I'm into. He does Game of Thrones. He does Avengers. He does Walking Dead. He does everything. He's like me. I love him. But anything else you guys want to get off your chest that you guys are thinking? Because I got to go to GameStop.
We got another show.
And I got to do my football show.
I'm all good. Thank you for having me.
I think I'm good.
No, thank you for coming.
Let's do it again next week.
Yeah, let's do another one next week. This, let's make this a thing.
This is the last Game of Thrones season. So.
Hell yeah. Or like you said, I can come over there. You know, we can do it over there or whatever. However you want to do it.
You can definitely do that too.
Yep.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you.
More episodes. Thank you guys for calling. I can't wait. You know what? At this point, I don't know who's going to end up on the throne. Honestly, I don't. I don't know who's going to end up on the throne. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm just embarrassed that I said Daenerys because I just don't like her anymore.
I like her, though.
I just don't like her for the throne.
She's not a good leader.
Yeah.
I hate her. I want Stannis!
You
maybe you'll raise him from the dead.
All right, Shantae, thank you for calling, dude. All
right.
I'll talk to you later, all right? All right, bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. That's another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio, Game of Thrones version. Game of Thrones version.
Tune in next Monday for season 8, episode 3 recap.
And then we're going to...
We might throw some other stuff in between there, but...
I can't fucking wait.
We'll do Game of Thrones until it ends, and football. And then we'll add some other stuff in as we come across it. So we got to end with this.
What's that one?
Chicken and all!
Chicken and all!